So, given these acknowledged truths, what can be more displeasing than sin or more pleasing than virtue? Even if we were to discuss it indefinitely, no one could adequately express either the painfulness of sin or the delight of virtue until we experience it ourselves. For it's only then that we find sin to be more bitter than gall after we've fully savored the sweetness of virtue. It's not that sin isn't already unpleasant, disgusting, and burdensome. Even its very followers can't deny this. But it's only after we distance ourselves from it that we most clearly recognize its bitter demands. If many people are drawn to sin, it's not surprising. After all, children often prefer less pleasant things and ignore those that are more delightful, and sick people routinely sacrifice lasting certain joy for temporary indulgence. But this behavior is a result of individual weakness and foolishness, not the inherent nature of things. After all, it's the virtuous person who truly enjoys life. They're the ones who are truly wealthy and free.